Hi all, it's your old friend Jack. Hope you're doing well. So this is probably the 28th or 29th time that I've re recorded this particular podcast. And the reason I keep re-recording it is because I've been suffering from paralysis of analysis. I've been concerned that people are going to be bored by what they're listening to. And I finally just decided, screw it, I'm just going to do it. And those of you who listen, listen, and those of you who don't, so be it. It's no different than writing a blog post. It's obviously about content, and if you find it compelling and if you find it interesting, you'll keep listening. And if you don't, you won't. And so be it. So, but it's interesting to me because part of the reason I do this is to vary things on the blog. It fits with my goals and objectives of trying to build traffic on the blog and give people sort of a different look and a different feel. And part of it is because as a communicator, one of the skills that I work on is not just my written skills, but my verbal skills and working on trying to figure out how to become a better storyteller. Now, some people would suggest that the best way to do these things is to have an outline at least or a script, but that's not how I like to operate. I could do it that way, but I don't think that you have to. And I think that one of the things that I love about blogging and social media in general is there's no single path to success. There's no one road or one way of doing things. There are multiple paths. Now, there are things that you can do, tools you can use, and resources that you can draw upon that will make your path easier. But there's no one way of doing that. And I think that one of the things that ties in there is understanding what your goals and objectives are. Because we don't all have the same goals and objectives. It really depends on what it is you're trying to do and what you hope to achieve. And that ties into whether you've put together a plan, a sort of a roadmap that you can rely upon. And it's kind of funny when I think about it because it reminds me of one of my first employers. The guy was just a real jerk. Nobody liked him. But he used to say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And every time I heard him say that, I wanted to kick him in the balls, just because he was just so nasty. But he was right. And it's much harder to succeed if you don't know what your objective is. And it's much harder to take that objective and achieve it if you don't put together sort of a plan, and the scope of the plan varies depending, I guess, upon the size of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So, it's interesting how a little life experience can sometimes change your mind. So I suppose if my old former employer wasn't dead, I would have to write him a note and say thank you. You were an asshole for most things, but I learned this much from you. But I guess it's time to share again my grandfather's old saying, you can't screw an old head on young shoulders. But when it comes to blogging and when it comes to being successful in blogging, sort of in a general sense, I think that the first thing you have to do is figure out, are you having fun? Because if you're not having fun with blogging, you won't last at this. You won't continue. It turns into work. When the Schmata Queen and I started, I kept going because I was having fun, and she stopped. Not because she wasn't a good writer. She is, but she just it turned into work for her, and nobody needs more work, so she gave it up. And I think that if you look at most bloggers who quit, you'll find that's what they share in common. It goes from being really enjoyable to something that's just work. And I sometimes wonder about, the newbies in the blogosphere who come in because I keep hearing more of them talk about, I'm going to do this because, I want to write a book. I want to do this, I want to do that. And they've got so much structure to it sometimes that it almost sounds like a job to begin with. Which reminds me, I've been thinking about blogging, about the fact that I've never appeared on HuffPost and I've never been asked to. And I've never offered. I haven't been turned down. It's not like I submitted something and they haven't found me. Which I guess in some ways, you could say almost ties into comparing myself to other bloggers. Maybe it does. But I sometimes wonder, like, what benefit do you get from appearing on Huffington Post? What really comes from that? Now, unless something's changed, my understanding is they don't pay you. So, and I think you're supposed to produce original content. So if you're giving them original content and you're not getting paid, they're trying to pay you, I guess, in exposure. Well, is it really leading to other writing jobs? Is it leading to writing jobs that are giving you that are paying you something, or are you just providing them with free content? And that's something you really got to think about, because when you are writing here, if you're not just writing for fun, if you want to get something out of it, your time is worth something. Your time is worth money. And for those of us who write professionally, every time you go work for free, you hurt us. So I sure hope you're getting something out of it. Anyhow, I'm not sure, to be honest, how many of you are going to listen all the way through. So I'm going to end this in just a moment and we'll find out. If you've listened to the entire podcast and you enjoyed it, I'd like to hear it in the comments. If you didn't enjoy it, I'd like to hear about it in the comments. If you're writing for Huffington Post and you think it's great or you hate it, I'd like to hear about it in the content, in the comments, excuse me. And that's what I've got for you for now. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful. And I will see you around cyberspace.